B-Pod Studios.
You want to talk sports in Boston, you talk to these guys.
That will now be a recycled take.
Right. But still, it's a retake. It's a reheated take. Microwave take.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Not good.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Fourth and final hour, Zolak and Bertrand. You're on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Hardy's in our Town Fair Tire studios. The Baseball Hall of Fame balloting continues. And the Boston Globe likes to make a big deal of theirs and release them all at the same time. They did that today. They released it on their website, and I'm sure they'll do it in print as well if they didn't already do it today.
Couldn't wait for it. I knew this day was coming.
It's now published. It's out there. First year of eligibility for David Ortiz. David Ortiz in this balloting of Boston Globe writers was selected on 6 of their 7 ballots. Bob Holler, Pete Abe, Bob Ryan, Mike Silverman, Alex Speer, Tara Sullivan, all on the voting, right? All on the voting.
All right.
And they all wrote a story about why it is that they voted for the candidates that they voted for. And with that being the case, 6 of the 7 ballots, Ortiz was not on the ballot for Dan Shaughnessy. He did not vote for David Ortiz. He did not cave. He refuses to vote for Ortiz. I'm getting feedback.
Yeah, you are. Can hear it.
You hear the echo?
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know.
T-Bone?
Tried now.
Are we good now?
Yes.
Yep. Good. I was going to say, that would be bad. Shaughnessy did not vote for him. He voted for one guy. Zoe, who do you think the one guy is? Just take a wild guess.
I think he dropped.
Oh, I still hear you.
No. Oh, well, he's frozen on the video and... We don't know. Wait, you still hear Zoe?
I hear... Oh, who dropped? Zoe or me?
Zoe.
Oh, okay. We lost Zoe. That's why I was getting the feedback.
Yeah.
Video's just frozen on TV.
And I know who Shaughnessy voted for.
He voted for Jeff Kent.
Right.
Of all the guys on this ballot, he went with Jeff Kent. For the second year in a row, he did this. His headline is, there's only one worthy candidate without a whiff of scandal. He said the easy thing to do would be ignore the charge and just go with the best players. Gee, that sounds like a novel concept. Yeah. Just go with the best players. He says on this year's ballot, that would obviously include Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, A-Rod, Manny, Sosa, Sheffield, and Ortiz. And at least I'm happy that he mentioned Sheffield. I think Sheffield deserves a little more ballot consideration.
Preach it, Beetle.
Are you a Sheffield guy?
100%.
Well, maybe I shouldn't be a Sheffield guy because I've heard your ballot and it sucks.
It is a great ballot. It's actually one of the best.
I get the feeling that Tyler's a large hall guy.
Yeah, I use all 10 votes if that's what you're asking.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that pretty much answers the question.
He says Kent gets the vote because he was dominant at his position in the time he played, and there is no whiff of cheating or off-field scandal. Look him up. Among all second basemen, Kent ranks first in home runs and third in RBIs. Better than Ryan Sandberg or Joe Morgan. He also was National League MVP in 2000. He has a higher WAR than Bobby Doerr. Oh my God, Shaughnessy. I never thought I'd see the day where you're telling us Jeff Kent is better than Bobby Doerr based on WAR. Talk about twisting yourself into a pretzel to prove your point, Shaughnessy. You are not a WAR guy. You are not. Stop. He says, fair or unfair, I've never voted for anyone who got caught using PEDs or appeared to gain an unfair advantage by juicing. This I will give him.
Well, that's why I don't know why people are upset about this. He's consistent. He's been consistent with his vote all along.
But I'd like for him to vote for no one on this ballot. Jeff Kent. Again, this is the test I always use. Name the 10 best players in baseball. At any point in time, would someone have said, oh, Jeff Kent is on my list of top 10? No. Would anyone have done that with Scott Rolen?
Tyler would have.
No.
The disrespect of Scott Rolen is getting ridiculous out
the
here.
The disrespect
it is.
Of Scott
it's
Rolen.
It's extremely disrespectful because if you go back, listen, just because you're holding whatever you thought back then as your image of Scott Rolen, it's not
true. No. That's the only thought that matters is what people thought at the time. It's
listen,
the only thought that matters.
You look at Scott Rolen. He ranks fourth in slugging amongst the 15 Hall of Fame third basemen. Fourth in slugging, sixth in OPS, sixth in homers, sixth in extra base hits, fourth in isolated power. You look at the 10 highest WAR amongst all third basemen. The only third baseman not in that Hall of Fame list is Adrian Beltre. You put Scott Rolen right in there. The other thing you look at, you want a comp? You want to look at someone? Ron Santo. He had a career 70.5 WAR. Rolen's at 69.8. Rolen had more gold gloves and a 122 OPS. Yes, Teron Santos, 125. The comps are there. And you look at him defensively, he's arguably top three defensive third baseman all time out there.
He was a great defensive third baseman.
He's 13th all time.
No one considered him one of the best in the game when he was playing.
You look at his numbers and his ranks. He's in there, and his stats fit in with every Hall of Fame third baseman that's in there. He's right in the middle. Not barely hanging on in there. He's right in the middle of it. You can't run from it. And that's the reason Scott Rolen's getting in the Hall of Fame. Nobody's going to argue at that point. It may be this year. It may be next year. He's getting in.
Nobody bought tickets to go to the ballpark to go see Scott Rolen.
And no one cares. People care about what the stats are at the end of his career. That's what you evaluate a Hall of Famer on. That's what it is. What's his resume? His resume says Hall of Fame across the board. You want a minute? You want a moment in the postseason? Game 7, 2004, NLCS. Who hits the two-run blast off Roger Clemens? It's Scott Rolen.
What year was that?
2004.
How did he do in 02?
Oh, my. Look at the entire career. Everything about the career points to it.
Russo said he was dogging it and he wouldn't play because of the shoulder.
Congrats. Look at the entire career. You could take 1 minute or whatever it is. You could do it with a lot of these guys. You could take it with all these different steroid guys. There's moments where you could hold Sammy Sosa. You could argue, what was he without steroids? The things didn't match up on that end. Jeff Kent, you could go and say, hey, he wasn't really even a Hall of Fame caliber or above an average player until he hit his 30s. So these are things. Scott Rolen's resume, everything points to it as Hall of Fame. All the numbers, whether you want defensively, I gave you the offensive numbers as well. Just because you don't like him and because you didn't think of him that way doesn't mean his resume doesn't speak to it. The comps are, you can, look at what the line is. If the line in the Hall of Fame, Ron Santos is in the Hall of Fame, Scott Rolen has the same stats, but better defensively.
Also a terrible way of putting guys in the Hall of Fame because there are guys in now that don't belong.
See, I won't argue there, but once
this guy got in, so let's lower the standard.
But
lower
once
the bar
you put the benchmark put in, this guy in, that's the benchmark. The benchmark, that's what you hold that to the writers, hold that to the Veterans Committee. Once you put these guys in, that's the bar you get graded on.
Yeah, but what do your eyes tell you?
Oh, my God.
I would also say this. The idea that Jeff Kent it doesn't have the whiff of controversy. Jeff Kent's years in Major League Baseball coincide with the rise of steroid use. They coincide with all the steroid years. How is that lost on people?
Wasn't he a big jerk, too?
I have no idea.
Yeah, extremely hated. Extremely hated in the clubhouse. One of the most disliked players in recent memory. People just thought he was a real jerk. Like, just didn't get along with him. Not saying that should impact
passion, Tyler.
Huh?
Love your passion.
Thank you. Not saying that should kick you out of the Hall of Fame because I'm not one of the people. If you vote for Jeff Kent, there's an argument for it. I won't fight it. But I think if you're looking for full career longevity, this is my issue with Andrew Jones as well. You need more. And that's why I kind of lean towards a guy like Scott Rolen, who when you look at the entire sample size and what his career was, everything points Hall of Fame. Both defensively and offensively. You can't run from it. I got McCarthy. Even McCarthy admitted. He was like, all right, I never looked at the numbers like that. He took it.
Okay. Jeff Kent, a Hall of Famer. Good Lord. They're ruining the Hall of Fame.
I know that.
The Hall of Very Good.
Very good. Yeah, no, very good player.
Maybe he'll get a restaurant, too.
Very good player. Instrumental to the game? Not really. Jeff Kent. They're all lining up to buy the tickets to go see Jeff Kent play baseball.
Yeah. Oh, the wonder is my boyhood charm of watching him play.
The glory years.
That
is the important story in the history of the sport that I want to make sure is immortalized. That's what it is.
You've got to make sure
that Jeff Kent's career is preserved for all time because that was a really important part in telling the story of baseball.
Well, that's it. I mean, the T-Bone's benchmark. T-Bone, can you tell the story of baseball with Jeff Kent, without Jeff Kent?
Yeah, do you have 4 days for me to get there?
Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens were on the ballots of Pete Abraham, Bob Hohler, Michael Silverman, Alex Speer, and Tara Sullivan. That is good to see. Also, 5 of the 7 voters at the Globe voted for Curt Schilling. Shaughnessy, of course, did not. His only guy was Jeff Kent. By the way, Bob Ryan and Tara Sullivan agreed with Shaughnessy on the Jeff Kent vote. But Alex Speer did not, despite using all 10 of his votes. He didn't even get to Jeff Kent on his ballot in using 10 votes.
He got Roland, though.
He did. He did vote for Scott Roland, as did Pete Abe, Bob Ryan, Alex Speer, Michael Silverman. Those four voted for Scott Roland.
And they're all wrong.
And they're all wrong. All of them.
Disrespect.
Speer used up all his votes. Bonds, Clemens, Schilling, Sosa, Sheffield, Wagner, Andrew Jones, Scott Rowland, and Todd Helton. Clemens, Schilling, Sosa, Sheffield, Wagner, Andrew Jones, Scott Rowland, and Todd Helton. Oh, my God. Todd Helton is a Hall of Famer now? No.
Billy Wagner is.
No, no. Like, listen, I'll concede Billy Wagner if you're going to concede Gary Sheffield.
Okay, I like that. I think I'll
take that trade-off.
Yeah, Billy Wagner, you look at his like stats as a whole, he doesn't have the same like saves total as Trevor Hoffman, but if you're talking pure dominance, he was more dominant than Trevor Hoffman
freaking
was.
Jeff Kent. We're going to put Jeff Kent in the Hall of Fame, but not Bonds, Clemens, Schilling. Like
that's oh, where you oh my just, God. It's not even worth talking about.
Oh, but at least he's consistent. He will not vote for anyone that's got any whiff of the steroid use, even though I would argue everybody in that era was somehow dabbling. All right, we'll get back to your calls coming up. I won't rant anymore on this. 617-779-0985. Patriots, Hall of Fame stuff. Celtics, they played last night, winning overtime. Tatum, Brown, that's still in the mix all week long. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zone Beatles.
Phone lines are always open for you.
Answer the phone.
Give us, if you want to call up out of the blue.
Answer the phone.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand. We lost Zo again. What happened to him? Disconnect. Hardy, you there? Do I have Hardy? Do I have anybody? Is it just me?
It's just you.
I'm all by myself? Okay. Well, thanks a lot, guys. Dennis and Rockland wanted to tell me sorry about something. What are you sorry about, Dennis?
Hey, Beatles, sorry because I normally agree with you on just about everything.
All right.
But with the Patriots' game plan being based in, by you guys on a coin flip and a tornado during a blizzard, I'm sorry. I just think Buffalo's going to win 41-13. And Chase Winovich better hope that aliens abduct Josh Allen because I don't see him replicating. I see him surpassing. Geez, the Pats just look old back there. Collins, McCourty. I'm sorry, they did what they were supposed to do this year. They're getting better, but they're not there yet, my friend. Not by any means.
You know, I would generally agree with you there, Dennis. I don't think they're there. I don't think they're a contender. I do think their defense does at times look really slow with their veteran linebackers. Pick whichever one you want. Hightower, Van Noy, Collins. McCourty is obviously not getting younger. But I think they'll look better this coming Sunday than they looked this coming Saturday than they looked this past Sunday.
Well, Beadle, he said, you know, he mentioned the speed when talking about the defense. I think speed is an overall issue for the team, offensively and defensively.
Yeah.
I mean,
Sure.
You know, going back to you know, watching Dallas play, obviously watching the Chiefs play, there just seems to be an element of speed on these top-tier teams right now that the Patriots don't have. And this isn't anything new. I mean, we're not talking about the speed in terms of like a hurry-up offense for a no-huddle. I'm just talking about the way – and I would say it wasn't even like this – for the entirety of the season. I was going back and I was watching, like, I think it was during the game for some reason, or on maybe one of the pregame shows on Sunday. They were showing footage of Damian Harris. May have been against the Jets. And he looked really fast in that game. But either due to injury or just age, when you're talking about, you know, some of the linebackers or things that are going on with this team, they just seem a step slower than what I would consider to be the really scary teams in the NFL right now.
Yeah, and that defense can never afford a half a step the wrong way. It's a big part of their problem.
Yes, yes.
Right? When they're giving up a lot of yards on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so listen, I get it. I get why people think those things are true, because they are. But I also think from a scheme standpoint in this game, having it being Buffalo, having it be the third matchup, having the drive and motivation after getting beat soundly at home by Josh Allen. I think they're going to hang in this one. I do.
I think Zoe's back. I can hear him breathing.
Yeah, I am back. Yeah.
Dakota and Braintree on this very topic of Saturday night's game. Hi, Dakota.
Hey, thank God Zoe's back, because I was going to hang up if Zoe wasn't there. So.
Thanks, Dakota.
Anyways, Tyler, I'm 100% agreeing with you on Mr. Scott Rolen. The guy is a Hall of Famer. Numbers say it. The eyes say it. Everything. And Jeff Kent was definitely part of that whole steroid thing. So I don't know what Dan is doing, thinking Jeff Kent was not. So, you know. As for the Patriots, you guys have been talking for the last 2 days about how easy it is for them to going to be run the ball. They didn't. They were minus yards in the fourth quarter after Buffalo made the adjustments up in Buffalo, if you remember that. Right, Zoe?
Yeah.
So, like, what is the thing? Just because we're a running team, think we can go into Buffalo when they didn't? No. They couldn't even gain a net one in Buffalo in the fourth quarter when they knew, you know, we were trying to win the game.
I think they finally adjusted. And I don't think you go up there and try and say, hey, we're going to stuff it down by using the Kill Harry and Michael Wenu, which hasn't really worked the last 3 weeks. If you've watched the games, teams have adapted and adjusted to that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is going to be Mac, like everybody's saying, well, he's been along for this ride. You're going to need Mac Jones to win this game. One other thing, has Mac Jones, do you know, has tried out this glove in practice up here on the right hand? Like Brady used to fool around with it sometimes. And, you know, I'm wondering if he's trying to practice with it and then he said, you know what, I can't throw with it, and took it off. Or maybe game time they'll just go with it.
I'm sure they have. I mean, there's like 20, 25 different types of thinness or thicknesses of gloves and tackified and all that, and you experiment with it, and ultimately it comes down to game day, what are you most comfortable with? I mean, you have the little shield you could wrap around your waist. You keep your hand in air, keep it warm with the warmers. I don't anticipate him using a glove. I don't. I'd be kind of surprised if he does use a glove, because that means now it's in your head.
All right.
He doesn't have diminutive hands.
I got nothing to say. He didn't want to talk to me or Hardy. Yeah. So
right.
Move on.
Okay.
Carl on the Cape on Dan Shaughnessy's ballot and voting Jeff Kent.
Happy New Year, fellas.
Happy New Year.
Just when Shaughnessy couldn't tick us off anymore, he does it again. I mean, just the thought of him leaving Ortiz off the ballot, to me, is just nuts. I mean, he should lose his voting rights. Ortiz has done more. In terms of baseball, Ortiz has done more for the sport and for the game in Boston than anyone has done in probably 30, 40 years. I mean, the guy's amazing. Took the team on his back, carried the team to multiple World Series championships, and he was never... There was never any real evidence, real solid evidence, that David Ortiz was a steroid user. So why lose the ballot?
Yeah, no, there's absolutely evidence that he was a user. He popped in 2003.
Come on, Carl.
Carl, that's been admitted by Ortiz and by the commissioner of baseball. I mean, that's not even...
Yeah,
that's
he
fact
will vote
now.
For him down the road. He's not going to vote for him the
first
time.
What are you talking about?
Well, I wasn't aware of the 03 deal.
Oh, well, where have you been, Garl? Give me a break.
Look, you may not agree with it. I don't agree with it. I would vote for David Ortiz in the Hall of Fame. I vote for a lot of guys, but
he absolutely is a first ballot Hall of Fame guy for me. No way in hell I would not be voting for him.
This is not new to me that Dan is not going to vote for any steroid guys. And if you have such a problem with that, baseball had a problem with it too. Baseball punished these guys who they, you know, determined, and whether they got them all or not, which no one believes they got them all, but for whatever reasons, they decided that, you know, some of these guys were going to be identified and some of these guys are going to be punished. So if you're voting for the Baseball Hall of Fame, it's not the craziest thing in the world to use some of the same criteria that baseball used when determining whether or not they belong in the Hall of Fame after they're done playing. And, you know, Did baseball think it was okay for them to be using steroids? Well, sometimes they did and sometimes they didn't. Dan is saying, no, I don't think it's okay, so I'm not going to vote for him. I understand. And I don't want to put words in his mouth. I haven't read what he's said about it most recently. But it's not the craziest thing in the world for someone to take a hardline stance on steroids, because baseball took a stance against steroids too. It was kind of a weak stance.
It was half-assed.
And who's the guy who let those guys in? Bud Selig, who's in the Hall of Fame now, who let all that stuff happen and had no problem because it was better for the game in his eyes in terms of marketing. Great. Bud Selig let that happen. He's in the Hall now.
But he didn't play.
No, but he let it happen. The guy who let steroids happen is in there. He let it. If you're looking at someone to blame, he let it go. He let the integrity of baseball. He let the records fall off.
Selig sucks. He shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame.
Agreed. 1,000%.
Right? Yeah, but he's Scott Rowland.
He should not be in the Hall of Fame. And the fact that he is and oversaw the most cheating in baseball ever, yeah, he shouldn't be in. If you're not going to put in Ortiz and you're not going to put in Sosa and you're not going to put in, you know, the obvious ones, Clemens and Bonds, what the hell is Selig doing in there? How does that work?
It's part of the story.
Selig shouldn't be in there. What the hell did he ever do?
Preach.
Everybody in the sport decided to, enhance their game a little bit, and it was great for the game. I would say his inaction was the greatest thing he ever did for the sport, is what it is. But 2003, David Ortiz was on the list.
How do you call in? Have the ability to talk to Ortiz, but never heard of the 03 thing?
Like, it happened, and then when the report came out years later, within a day, Ortiz said, I reached out to the MLBPA. They told me it was true. They told me I did test. there's like, no, it's not really, it's sort of defined. Oh, man. I'm sorry, the phone screener locked up on me. Give me a second here.
Hakeem
in Malden, you there?
Yeah. Today's episode is great, fellas. Yeah, this is hilarious. For the case with Matt Jones and me in our team, I always seen, and I called earlier, not today, but early in the season, and I was already had complaining about our team, and I voice that our team is not as great as what everybody seems to be. Everybody's shocked that we lost the Miami game. If you look at every game that we won, every team had their star players not playing, and we looked great. But once the teams that we've lost to, they had a full roster, and we did not get those turnovers. We didn't score no touchdowns. Like, Mac Jones only has a touchdown a game. We can't expect him to go into Buffalo and thinking he's going to do anything great when he can't even get more than a touchdown. And our offense, you know, the offensive line is not going to be able to hold the defense in Buffalo when they're used to this weather, and we're not.
Listen, it's a fair second guess of the Patriots. When they went against Cleveland and they went against Tennessee, those guys did not have their full rosters. Those teams didn't have their full guys, full complement of players. And those are two wins.
I would counter that by saying, well, the Patriots didn't have their star players in a lot of their games, too, because I'm not sure who their star players are.
Aha!
You get past Josh Uche. Who is? Oh, my God. How are they going to win? Name the guy. Name the guy. Go up and down the roster. I'm not saying they all suck, but I'm not saying there isn't like that game-changing guy. And Uche, by the way, hasn't been the same guy. I think we've touched on this previously in the last few weeks. There's something different about his game lately. So I'm not making excuses. I'm not saying you're wrong, Beetle. You know, you bring up good points about Cleveland and Tennessee. That's correct. But who right. are the star players the Patriots have that they were playing that day? That's why they won. I mean, Mac Jones is obviously the quarterback we all want in there. I don't think anyone thinks they win as many games with Hoyer or Stidham. But is he a star player? No. He's been a good rookie for them. They've got a lot of guys who have played well this year, but stars on this team, maybe make an argument for J.C. Jackson.
One more segment of your
Nick
calls.
Folk.
We've got today's takeaways coming up as
Nick
well.
Folk.
Nick Folk is money.
Joe Cardona.
Hardy has headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
You say dialogue, so says.
It's nice to have sort of this open dialect with you to where...
Dialogue.
What'd I say?
Dialect.
I said dialect.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Who's that in there with you, T-Bone? Sitting in the middle.
It's Roger Dodger.
Roger.
Oh, hi, Roger. I'll see you next month.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Possibly.
Maybe not.
Possibly. Kevin's in Cambridge. What do you got, Kevin?
Hi, Kevin.
Yes, I wanted to pick up on that comment about Bud Selig being in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
He's got a lot of blame, but I think the owners have an equal amount of blame because they pushed, albeit behind the scenes, they pushed this whole thing also where these guys were doing steroids. I'm sure they didn't tell them to use it, but they certainly reaped the benefits of the popularity after the baseball strike. One last comment about the Hall of Fame itself. In my opinion, I think sports writers themselves seem to be the sole arbiters of who gets in and who doesn't get in. I think that that's not right. I think a lot of these sports writers, they dangle the Hall of Fame entrance to these players when they do interviews.
Who else do you want to do it? All right. Huh? You got to have a solution. Who do you want to do it? Who do you want to have the voting rights instead?
Well, that's what I'm getting. First thing, I think maybe the players first.
Nope. I disagree with that. How do you guys feel about that?
What's the question?
Who should take away the voting from the writers?
Well, the problem is
these
guys that have been in it forever, and like Dan's not going to vote for him the first time because that's consistent with what Dan does. You know.
Well, hold on. There's also a morals clause, which is something that I think has complicated the voting. That the BBWAA has this morality clause. That it should be based on integrity and sportsmanship and, character things that are not at all related to were they the best players. And if the BBWAA and the Baseball Hall of Fame were to get together and say, you know what, throw that out. Vote for the best players. I'd like to see how the votes change.
Okay.
I want to see what that looks like.
I think that would solve a lot of things.
What's wrong with the players voting?
Players never look at it objectively. They vote for their friends.
For years, sports writers have kept guys out because they didn't like them because they didn't feel like they were their friends in the clubhouse and they wouldn't give them good interviews and they wouldn't play nice with the media.
Yeah, right. But it typically will apply to the writers in one particular market and not all of the writers. And there's over three hundred ballots at one point. So
divvy it up. Partial players, partial. Go to former players, maybe some sort of committee, and then go to current players. And then the media. Go 33. You know what I mean? Do it that way. To where it's not just this one group that's going to dictate who gets in. Split it up. Give everybody a voice. that has their hands in the game, that actually is invested in the game.
There were never problems.
The watch is 162 games.
There's never been a problem, though, with the voting, except for when the steroid era began. Like, the voting process is not the problem. The problem is the morality clause and steroids being a part now of the voting.
Well, the morality clause is trying to make you forget part of history. That's part of history.
How do you feel about the Football Hall of Fame? Do you think the Football Hall of Fame sucks because the writers are the ones voting? I don't feel that way.
No.
I feel like the Football Hall of Fame is better because they don't care about steroids. They don't give a damn.
They just care about, wow, was this guy a dominant player when I watched him?
Yes.
Was Lawrence Taylor a nice guy? Obviously, no. You know, Dick Buckness, all those guys. Badasses. Pittsburgh, they had all those guys in. Is Ray Lewis a nice guy?
Nope.
Is there any baggage with Ray?
Nope.
Okay.
They got to Ray Lewis and they said
5-15-75.
They said, tell me about Ray Lewis on the football field. And that's what they debated and that's what they discussed.
Yep.
That's what they talked about. This isn't the hall of good people and high character people. This is about the best players in baseball or best players in football. That's all it's about. It's really not about who they were as people. So I think that if they change those rules, maybe you'd get a better result. Reggie is in Lynn. Reggie.
Yes. Hey, Scott?
Yes, sir.
Beetle? Hi. All right. Hello?
Hello, Reggie.
Reggie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I would just listen. All right, guys. So the year, remember the baseball strike?
And, yes.
The fans were disgusted that billionaires and millionaires were fighting about money. And then the following season, attendance was down and everything else like that. Then McGuire and Sosa and Bonds all of a sudden were chasing the record for most home runs in the season. And there was scuttlebutt also that the balls were smaller so they could hit more home runs and everything else like that. So the owners knew all about this and everything else like that. And to quote George Steinbrenner, put asses in the seats. And that's what happened. Also, I would like to comment on the steroids. Beetle, especially Scott, you guys know that they're all on steroids at one form or another. You know what I'm saying? How do guys come back with severe ankle sprains the next week? HGH, whatever.
They're all on it. Jesus, I mean, there's bicyclists that are the blood doping. And if you're not a professional athlete or a world-class athlete, you're not looking for an edge, then you got problems with yourself. You always want to be better than the other guy. And you always want to push it to the limit. I mean, that's part of sports. If you listen to our show, I don't hold that against any of them.
Nope, I don't either. I am pro steroids era baseball.
I actually am for like the post recovery stuff because you want to keep playing and extend your career. And it's not about I want to be bigger, faster, stronger. No, I want to feel good.
Yeah, the thing that I always recovery. Bring up is when Peyton Manning was allegedly linked to a HGH. Thing, right, with his wife receiving HGH. Remember that?
Yeah, at a strip mall. Well, and then flying overseas mall. To get neck surgery.
Remember
done.
That? I remember saying at the time, isn't Peyton Manning the perfect candidate to be receiving such treatment on a legal basis as part of the recovery of the injury that he suffered and the surgeries that he had had? Wasn't he a candidate to be receiving that anyway?
Absolutely. I would have said the same for Dan Marino in 1999.
Shouldn't he be the sort of the model of, okay, this is the thing that's going to allow me to extend my career.
Right.
It's not about getting an edge. It's about being able to show up on Sunday.
Yeah.
I thought that was honestly sort of sad that that's what it is that it, I think.
No, you're right.
Did you believe the story about his wife getting the HGH in the strip mall?
No.
Yeah, about as much as I did with that. Roger Clemens.
Yeah, I believe it was probably for him.
Yeah.
And I don't think that makes him a bad guy.
Giving Clemens' wife B12 shots in her butt. Yeah, that happened.
Well, it would be great if guys like that were allowed to get it, but they can't do that because then, everyone is going to have something. Everyone will end up having some kind of, I need this so that I'm able to play. Everyone is going to come up, it happens in all sports. It happens for all kinds of stuff. The number of players right now in all sports, NFL, baseball, golf, the number of guys who have been diagnosed with ADHD so that they can take Adderall, It's oh my God! It's an epidemic of attention deficit disorder among professional athletes. That's what would happen if you allowed players to do this for HGH purposes. They would all come up with a diagnosis that says, I got to have it so I can keep playing.
Right. Zoe, you ever remember that picture of Debbie Clemens with Roger in the swimsuit issue?
Yes.
Think she was visiting Brian McNamee?
Not at all. No, that's all natural. I think that's from like the gym and
that's just boneless chicken breast.
That's just skinless chicken, as I like to say.
Yeah, that's a rice cakes.
Like
rice cakes
about.
And
you
tuna.
Just got to eat that skinless chicken. It's good.
Rice
protein.
Cakes and tuna, baby.
Today's takeaways are next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Can you feel it? Really exciting, right?
Woo! Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub. They give.
Give it to me.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub. That's me.
Time now for today's takeaways. Here on Zolak and Bertrand. Tonight, we were watching, we were watching Stetson Bennett.
The fourth.
And Georgia. What's that?
The fourth. Stetson Bennett, the fourth.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Very important to say that. I don't know.
He has it on his jersey.
I don't know anything about the previous Stetson Bennett's. So I would just call him Stetson Bennett. Bennett, the fourth. Fine.
It's like Lolf.
He won last night, national champion.
Got MVP.
And this morning was on Good Morning America. Is that the show you watch, Hardy, or do you watch the Today Show?
I watch the Today Show.
I always forget that. I know you're into one of those morning shows.
I'm not into it.
You're into it.
It's like an OCD thing. It was on in the house when I was a kid. It's just comfort food. It's on in the background.
Big Al Roker fan, you are.
I do like Al. I think he does a nice job.
Here's Stetson Bennett this morning on Good Morning America after winning the game last night.
Stetson, good morning, my friend. How you feeling this morning after that incredible performance last night? Have you had a chance to get any sleep?
A few hours. not many. I've been wondering about...
Well, you're going to have plenty of time to sleep. Congratulations, and what a story. Not just the Bulldogs, but you. I mean, you start your career there at Georgia. You're a walk-on. You transfer to a junior college. You come back to Georgia. You know, so many people overlooked you. What have you learned about yourself during this journey?
I think I'd... I always had a pretty constant view about myself. I think I learned that life's hard. You got to work for what you want. You got to bet on yourself, just like, all you guys, and just like Michael and, everybody here, everybody who's ever been successful, you got to bet on yourself.
Yeah.
He's cocked.
I love it. I'd have missed the interview if I was him.
He made the interview. Credit to him. He's still hammered. I love it. Congrats to him and congrats to Georgia. Felger, Mass, coming your way next. We're back tomorrow at 10. Have a great
Tuesday.
Afternoon.
All right. See you guys.
Yeah, we'll talk to Burke tomorrow. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.